Sunday, November the 29th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with an audio boo. Today I want to respond to a comment made by Graham on my Psychology Today blog. He was writing about the post about cognitive dissonance and guilt and procrastination, and we do what we makes us happy. We reason it was planned afterward. And his comment is really that why we are happy is described well by Dan Gilbert, and he tried to include his TED Talk on this. I really enjoy those TED Talks. If you haven't been, if you're not familiar with TED Talks, T, capital T, capital E, capital D, you should check them out. But in any case, he says, the talk basically says that humans have a psychological immune system in which we create our own happiness when things don't go as planned. I couldn't agree more, and I'm a big fan of Gilbert's work in thinking about human nature and psychology. And of course, I think that the cognitive dissonance literature says the exact same thing, that we have lots of mechanisms and strategies, some of which I described in that blog posting and on my podcast, that says that when we're feeling awful, we have lots of ways to cope. The problem is, just because it is our first response to keep us buoyant, it doesn't mean that that's our best strategy in the long run. Yeah, it is a strategy, and it can get us into trouble. And so one of the things we have to recognize is that we have some habits of human nature, ways of keeping ourselves feeling good, that can work against our own long-term interests, things that we want to accomplish, things that we want to do, things that are important to us, that are being compromised by our inability to not take another coping strategy, not just do things that make us feel good afterwards. And that is most of the problem. When we give in to feel good, or we do things just to make us happy, even though what we're doing is rationalizing. And that's so much of what that blog and podcast about cognitive dissonance was about, that this really can get us into trouble. My horse is here. I'm out in my pasture fixing some fencing, and my horses are just going crazy. Anyhow, that's an aside. So that's it for today. A posting by Graham, a good one, I think, for two reasons. It makes some of you who haven't been listening to TED Talks aware of them, and highlights the importance of Dan Gilbert's work, and I couldn't agree more, Graham. It's just that this habit of human nature can get us into trouble at times. I'll be back with more listener comments on this audio boo.